We are here at World Pork Expo, and we just heard a press conference, and Beringer Ingelheim press conference, and one of the presenters was John Waddell, who is the professional services veterinarian for BIVI. And John, you talked a little bit about some of the swine respiratory diseases and how to manage them. First of all, we're talking about PERS, PCV2, and MHIO. So tell us, first of all, what is the economic impact of these diseases on hog production?
Well, it varies, right? It depends on how many diseases there are, the age of the pig at the time they're infected, environment. There's so many factors, the way the pigs are managed, and if any of those pathogens infect a pig by itself, we know it's bad. But if they infect a pig in combination, and any of those, or all three of them together, we know that it's worse. And it's factorial. It doesn't just add. So if you have an infection with Mycoplasma high pneumoniae, we know that it's bad. And it causes, you know, pigs to fall back, gain less. If you add PERS or PCV2 or influenza on top of that, it becomes really bad. And so the impact can run into the $10 or $20 per pig fairly easily.
Now, we got producers from all over the country here at World Pork Expo. What would you recommend to them to manage this type of situation in their operation?
Right. First off, they have to decide what's important to them. What should be their goal? What should be their targets for performance? Maybe it's average daily gain. Maybe it's to reduce mortality culls and tail enders. And then once they decide, this is my target, this is where I need to be, maybe it's days to market, then they've got to know what they're dealing with. So they've got to go in and do work with their veterinarian, get a cross-section done, maybe do some post-mortem exams, send tissues into the lab. And once they know what they're dealing with, then they've got the toolbox that they can choose the tools from and plan their attack on those individual bugs. And then it's a matter of implementation and monitoring that plan and making a feedback. You know, if something isn't working, they're not reaching their goals, they go back to the beginning, reassess the goals, reassess their current status, what their constraints are on their system, and then tweak the plan and go again. And so the worst mistake they can make is to quit trying.
And really, this is a five-step process, then. If you want to identify each one of those steps, it makes it easier for people to remember then, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that producers and veterinarians, they do this inherently. Mm-hmm. It's their thought process. And it's whether they're fixing their combine, repairing a pump, or, you know, working on a problem with pig diseases. They go through those five steps. They go through the goals, the current status, the constraints. They come up with their plan, and they implement and monitor and see if it works. And so it's a good, basic, easy plan to think about. It's not always easy to implement and carry through with.
Well, in your opinion, why do you think it's so critical that producers work to control these diseases?
Well, it comes down to the bottom line. We have some awesome tools to help us control these, not just in vaccines for prevention, but we've got some good treatment tools as well. And then you've got to think about, you know, how you feed those pigs, the nutrition, the management, the environment, and, of course, the health. And so all those work together. And if one of them's out of whack, there's probably a chance, an opportunity lost for profit.
Very good. Thank you very much, Dr. Waddell, here at the World Pork Expo in Des Moines. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.